The mass exodus of migrants into Europe this year has sparked worries about whether so many asylum seekers can ever be integrated into a new country. But one Austrian business venture is demonstrating that newcomers can be a boon. Joanna Kakissis sent this postcard from a hotel in Vienna, which is staffed almost entirely by refugees.
The lobby of the Magdas Hotel is sunny and decorated with vintage bicycles. Wolfram and Christian von Panwitz, a physician and an art restorer from Berlin, are checking in.
For a short weekend, and it's my first time to be here.
Uh-huh. It was a birthday present.
The young man who registers the couple at the front desk wears a pressed suit jacket and a boyish smile. He's from Afghanistan, and he fled the Taliban 10 years ago. Christian wants Europeans to keep welcoming refugees like him. So she chose this hotel
because of the political situation at the moment. And I think it's a good idea to have these kinds of working places.
Wolfram says job training may ease the fears of those who doubt that Europe can integrate hundreds of thousands of newcomers.
People will panic if it's not well organized. You have to make clear, so what are the pros and what are really the cons of the situation?
Around the corner from the lobby at the Magdas Café is hotel manager Sebastian De Vos.
Magdas means, in German, ich mag das, and it means I like it.
The Catholic charity Caritas owns Magdas. It spent nearly $2 million renovating a former retirement home to house the hotel. De Vos helps recruit and train the staff.
Altogether, we are 16 nations in this hotel. We speak altogether 27 languages. So that's for hotel business. It's the best I can get.
20 of the 31 employees here are refugees. 37-year-old Nicholas Isikwame fled his native Nigeria in 2002 after being harassed by Boko Haram, an Islamist extremist group in the country's north. He remembers his early years in Vienna.
I worked in construction, and I also worked cleaning on the streets.
But that was unreported labor he could not list on a CV.
My official job started this year.
At this hotel. You like it?
I do. I love it. My wish here is to work till I get old.
Magda's hotel opened early this year. It has yet to turn a profit. But De Vos says there's no shortage of guests.
There were a lot of people calling. Do you have got a room? I'm sorry, we were fully booked.
He says he's gotten inquiries from other European business people who want to set up their own Hotel Magdas. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Vienna.